Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yoing, 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 yoing.
Have you said yoing enough times?
Yoing, yoing, yoing.
Yoing, yoing, yoing. Running
commentary with Paul Tolkinson and Rob Deering.
Let's go because it's really cold.
Yeah, I mean, right, we're going for a walk on Hampshire, but I mean, we might as well tell people we're doing this one this week because we thought that we won't be able to do it next week because, well, you thought you wouldn't be able to do it next week because you're going to the Lake District, and I thought I wouldn't be able to do it as well next week because I'm going to the Lake District.
We're not perfect at communicating.
And then it turns out that we're both going to the Lake District.
It doesn't necessarily mean we can hook up.
It doesn't because it's quite a big place. Yeah.
And we are on, well, I'm on holiday. Are you on holiday?
Well, we're having a little break, yeah. That's how we're defining it.
Yeah. So it's not holiday, it's a little break.
It's only a two-dayer, that's the thing.
Oh, I see.
I can't see that as a holiday.
No.
A two-day holiday. How about you? You're going for the week?
Well, Sunday to Thursday. So
right.
I don't know, it's a half-term holiday.
I'll describe that as a hiatus.
Yeah, well, you'd be using that word wrong, but okay. Yeah. So, well,
no, that's a good break, that 4 day.
Yeah, it's great. And I'm so lucky we had that booked in ages ago. And then, of course, my wife facilitated me and my son going for a week in the summer.
Nice, yeah.
So, you know.
Cool.
I get there whenever I can.
So you're racking them up. And how's your... yeah, we're going to have a little loop around the heath. It's a fresh morning.
Morning breeze has blown the clouds away after a night of torrential rain.
Yeah.
And the sun's broken through, but oh, it's that blast of wind you get in October, isn't it? It's like,
yes. Yeah.
If this is 1987, only Michael Fish would be being blasé about the whole thing.
Yeah, it was really. It was really wet last night, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's funny how when it pours with rain, it always feels like it's never going to end.
Yeah.
It nearly always ends.
Yeah.
It often ends quite quickly.
But yeah, it was pretty tumultuous. And then woke up this morning and part of the front room ceiling has fallen down.
Oh, great!
It's been sort of coming away a bit for a while.
Yeah.
It's been on the to-do list for a while.
But now it's fallen
but
on
it's
the to-do
definitely
list. Can't see the to-do list. It's covered in plaster. And
definitely
bits of
time to get it done.
Is that due to the rain then?
No, it's due to plumbing issues we had around the house and just not sorting it.
Yeah.
Until it absolutely needs to be done.
Gosh. Pretty sure that dog was trying to eat that other dog.
Yeah. He's only playing.
They're just like, yeah.
He's only playing a game called Eat the Little Dog.
Good to be back on the heath.
Yeah.
Oh, look, he's got his neck.
Oh, look at him.
Look where I'm running.
Is that his liver?
I've gone into it's like a ploughed field here. I went off the edge of the path, and it's like a ploughed field here.
It is. It's really wet, isn't it? And how's the marathon recovery?
Yeah, how's really good, because like we say, it's not that long since you ran and I did the report.
Yeah.
And I've been fine. The worst of it was when I had to run for a bus.
Yeah. What, a sudden turn of pace.
Really had to run, you know, a sprint. And that's when my thighs... It basically... It's interesting that you're now wearing your calf compression socks, and quite right too.
Yeah.
Because if you imagine those made of achy muscles on my upper legs...
Yes, yeah, yeah,
that's been the only negative... The only... No, not even negative. The only thing I've felt...
Yeah.
Since the Yorkshire Marathon. And the worst of it was when I sprinted for a bus and I got on the bus. My thighs went, wow. But again, they were just aching. Nothing twanged or anything. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, you're meant to...
No concern.
You're meant to feel tired after a marathon, aren't you?
Yes, yes.
It's a big old effort, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's not to be rushed back.
No. And it's the other thing in life... is that I feel like, oh, I should be kicking back. I've just done a marathon. It's like, yeah, but I kind of kicked back in the 2 weeks between the marathons.
Yeah.
So I need to get on with my life now.
Yes.
But having said that, actually, spiritually, I really am. It feels like an open door. You know, I've been much more, you know, I don't know, just someone I need to email. I've just sent that email. Do you know what I mean? I feel like I'm on the...
You're getting things done.
Yeah, I feel like I'm just starting off into the future now, you know?
Yeah. A line crossed.
We're just passing a group of walkers. They were stopping and squatting. Do you want to go up and over that?
Yeah.
We're just going off between the lakes in Hampstead Heath. Of course, everyone's very relaxed. And it's interesting to think of, you know, the talking the news about doctors saying bring back social distancing, because whatever... one's take on a pandemic and rules and plan B, morning magpie and so on, it is just nice to be here and not be despised.
Yeah. It's sort of I was thinking about that the other day, how long it took for the mistrust of the runners. It does feel to be over, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think over's strong, but it's much rarer now.
Yeah.
And really, people now who don't like runners just don't like runners.
Yeah. There's certainly enough space here.
But I'm sure that it would only take one news headline to buy runners another 6 weeks of certain demographics, dirty looks.
The huffers and the puffers! The hostility, though, it was still shocking in retrospect.
Yeah, that's what I thought of it. I'm mildly traumatised by being just over there, the other side of this lake, and that guy, who I think I said at the time, he gave me such a dirty look, and I was so far from him that he kind of had to use his whole body to give me...
he was kind of
leaning towards me and pointing his face at me with this look of... Like we said at the time, it was born of fear.
Yeah.
But it was so calcifying into hatred.
Yes, yeah.
And directed at me like a Hydra weapon.
And so utterly unnecessary.
Oh, yeah.
What with
the seagull.
What with being outside and all.
Yeah.
And you being 2 metres away from him anyway.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm sorry. Come on, fellas.
But then maybe there's just something in the ether around here, because it was on almost exactly the spot of... he's in distress.
Yes, yeah, maybe, yeah.
That was... That's
Hampstead Park,
more than 4 years ago now.
Wow.
Summer 2017. Which way do you want to go?
Why not,
Paul?
Get a shelter.
So we'll have to go back to Parkrun.
No, we will,
So excited when Parkrun came back. And the first one back is the only one I've done.
Right.
And of course, you've been injured.
I suppose it didn't quite fit in with training, maybe.
Yeah. That's right. And also... Very much got out of the... took a long time to develop the skill of getting up at 7:30 on a Saturday morning.
Yes, yeah.
It took me a long time to get my head around
Once gigs come back. Are you sort of... Would you describe yourself as gigging again?
Yeah, totally. I mean, in this time, most of... Oh, look at these mushrooms. Sorry, look at those mushrooms. Those are fantastic. It's like Alice in Wonderland. Huge flat mushrooms. Fairy tale characters are going to come and sit on those bad boys. We should eat them. I'm sure there's no risk.
Yeah, they look perfectly safe.
Do you want a bite?
I'm perfectly safe.
Is that the sound you make when you eat a big plate of mushroom? I don't know.
So you're gigging again. You're basically just...
So, yeah, my diary for November, in particular, is lovely and normal. It's like a weekend in Brighton, a weekend at the Comedy Store, all that stuff.
Nice, yeah.
And I really enjoy... I know we already talked about it the other day, but very nice doing the old...
Shake with laughter.
Shake with laughter the other...
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, just nice to be. And although that was a... Yeah, it was my first gig in a little while, and I was comparing, which is unusual. I still felt like I was using my post-lockdown chops. Jokes I've been doing in the few
weeks. You looked really loosey-goosey out there.
Yeah, which is always nice.
It was
good,
yeah. Nice and confident.
I'm enjoying the gigs, and I'm doing a fair few. But I don't really want to be a road comedian in 2022.
You don't want to be no road man.
That's right. That's exactly what I was going to say. Your impression of me is uncanny. By the way, my wife's in there swimming in a pond.
Oh, nice.
Impressive, huh?
Very impressive.
Yeah.
It's weird, this...
in the distance we hear. Oh, my God! What was that thing?
It's weird, the road comic thing, because I've got a Cardiff today.
Glee Club.
Yes.
Very nice.
Very nice. Not incredibly well paid.
Yeah.
For a weekend there.
Yeah.
And if you drive, it's a fair bit for petrol, and then you got to park, and, you know, the train's
like...
Are
you staying down?
Yes, the
and
train's...
they put you up?
Yeah, they put us up, yeah. The train's £115.
Wow.
I assume they put us up. I haven't cleared that, actually. I might... Oh, dear. Whoa. Percy. Percy. Lovely name. Percy.
I think she was telling it to bite you on
the... Yeah, Percy.
Misunderstood.
Aim for the left testicle. Percy.
Oh, look, he's got it.
He's got it. Oh, well done, Percy. Bring it back. Bring it back.
No, I mean, it always sounds like a first world... Let's go up across the hill. It always sounds like a first world problem when we talk about, being a comedian. But there is a problem with the model, isn't there? Because the wages have either not gone up
or gone
actually
down.
Yes. And travel is significantly more
ever
expensive.
Accelerating, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Train tickets have gone right up.
Yeah.
Petrol, of course, it's gone right up. Car hire has gone right up.
Yeah.
So there's no way around it. Also, accommodation's gone up. At least some of the gigs still do accommodation, but we're not holding it against the geese because they're all desperately trying to stay alive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I did find a way around it. Three words.
Yeah.
Megabus.
Yeah, I've been down that road.
I'm coaching it.
Yeah.
Is it going to be awful?
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be. Well, it'll be fine. The thing is, it's fine.
I've never done it before, but it's so radically cheaper.
Yeah, yeah.
I just thought I might as well just give it a go. I mean,
it's one of those things. It's a bus, isn't it? It's all right.
Yeah.
The thing about it for me is that I burnt myself out on it. You know, I used to live near Oxford, specifically near the turn where the Oxford Tube comes off the motorway.
Right.
Subsidised to pop off and pick up the people from the villages. So the Oxford Tube I've been on many a time.
Right.
And then while my mum and dad still lived there, I lived in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
And I used to save money by getting the overnight National Express to and from Milton Keynes.
Right.
And I did that quite often. It was cheap and it was fine. And then once I was on there and I thought, I'm never doing this again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're done.
Yeah. Totally.
So, and the trouble is, once you've thought that about anything in life, it kind of sticks forever.
Yeah, you know, I totally get that desire. I never thought I would, but it just seemed to...
It's financially...
Just make loads more sense.
The right thing to do.
Yeah.
You could take...
Like £100 cheaper than everything else.
Yeah, yeah.
In every other direction.
Yeah, straight up.
Straight up, yeah.
Straight up the middle. This is a nice path, bit of a hill, but beautiful, and not quite, even with all that rain, because it was quite sudden.
It's not that
sudden.
It's not that boggy, is it, really?
We've run straight through without having to pick our way around at all. I'm going to let you get ahead and get a lovely picture of you going up this hill. I pretend to myself that that's not just me letting my calves off. There he goes, into the autumn blue sky. It is nice to be back at the heath, though, isn't it?
It's really nice, yeah.
Love it here.
It's really nice. Well, I'm really enjoying the process of running more. Just a little bit more. Obviously, I'm trying to keep a lid in it and not go stupid.
Of course, but...
Not get injured, but it's just a joy to be able to run for an hour through the woods again, you know?
Running is joy.
Yeah, it really is.
And you're allowed to access it again now.
Yeah, and I really... It's really cheered me right up.
Well, as I'm... Even though, of course, training-wise, we're on very different pages. Because I'm coming out of the October Adventures and looking ahead...
Yeah.
We have to try and slate some things to look
forward to. Yes, slate, yes.
Oh, God,
slate.
Look, sorry. Look at that heron.
Wow.
Where's that fishing? It's not near a pond or anything. It's just standing
just
on the grass piste. Half up the hill.
Just on a little mini break.
It's fantastic. I think there is a pond.
I think there isn't someone a pond, told me there's a pond here somewhere.
I'm standing because I'm sure there's a fish. There won't be any fish. You're in a field, you silly sod. Brilliant. Yeah. What was I saying? Oh, yeah.
Hopefully there'll be some events that we can
have. I found out something good. You know Run Through? We like their events. Yeah. I was thinking of Run Through because they've got that same slightly jazzy, yet completely reliable way with organisation.
Yeah.
You can really trust them not to tell you things more times than they need to.
Right.
And yet everything runs really smoothly.
Right.
You know? And I really like that. Anyway, they're back at Victoria Park.
Okay, cool.
When the 5Ks and 10Ks first came back, one of the reasons I did that brilliant Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park 10K was because they didn't have any Victoria Park ones.
Yeah, it's a fab race.
They've got one of their...
They've got a 10K up there.
They've got a same thing, a running festival in the first weekend of December.
Right.
And it's whatever distance you want, from 5K to half marathon.
That could be good fun.
I'm thinking 10K.
Yeah.
Of course,
that'd be good fun, yeah.
It's a terrible temptation for you to be in any kind of race because you'll go too fast and hurt yourself.
But I might do it as a sort of run to it, go for a run, you know, fitness permitting kind of ultra type experience.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
well, I think we should go for that. I mean, obviously you have to check your diaries on Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, and...
No, that sounds good.
Because I've been daydreaming about... various events, and I thought that what you know you were saying about should be feeling quite fit. I want to get back to parkrun, run a bit shorter distance. But I think also I want to keep the mileage in my legs, and there's a little bit of a conflict there, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I think the way to do it is to keep the oh my goodness, just to forget me. Look at that.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
I mean, grassy sward in front of Kenwood House. Absolutely stunning.
Glorious, yeah.
This is the Notting Hill spot.
Yeah.
And honestly, it looks so great. Why?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Let's get that behind it, because people want me and you in the foreground to make it really special.
It's gorgeous, isn't it?
Really nice. So, it's quite simple, but I just thought it's time to bring back directional pace, i.e. not running very far at high speeds, but doing a couple of 5Ks and 10Ks, and also that old concept, the long run to the parkrun.
Yes, totally.
And maybe I should use that to explore, do a bit of parkrun tourism around our way.
Yeah.
Because I could do a parkrun across half of London, you know, if
I want to.
I'm happy to run 8 miles to get to it, you know. So that's my idea.
Up to Christmas, Yeah, mine is just to... Just increase, just slowly increase mileage.
Yeah. Well, you're right on it, aren't you? You're far back in enough to be enjoying it, but you've got the sense to know that you've got to... You've just got to be incremental all the time.
Yeah, I'll take my kit and go to... There's that nice run in Cardiff, isn't there?
Yeah. Have you ever done the park run in Cardiff?
I don't think I have, you know.
You know.
Do you think I should hop on?
Hop on a parkrun.
I might hop on a parkrun.
You know, it is a really nice parkrun.
Right.
It's in the, it's alongside the river in the park.
Right.
Just about sort of the far side of the city centre from where the club is.
Right.
And you go over there. Obviously, you won't be able to drive there because you're going there on the megabus.
Yes. Yeah. You know, Is it a long way from the Glee?
It's not that close to the Glee.
Right. But it's runnable too, isn't it?
Yeah, but if you run to it and then run it, it might be quite a run. But it's a lovely little panhandle. It's kind of a there and back.
Right.
But one, it's very picturesque, kind of in the park along the river.
Yeah.
And two, the end of it is just a little loop, so it does never really confrontational
right.
Hairpin.
Right.
You
okay.
know, you just do a little kind of panhandle at the end.
Nice.
And I love it. I think I've done it twice, but I wish I'd done it more. But then, having said that, they're running. Down. Oh, sorry.
No.
No. No. But the running down by the bay is fantastic as well.
Yes,
isn't
it is. It is really nice.
Well,
yeah.
It's in my book, me, you, and Barry Castagnola running around
yeah,
the
Atlantic absolutely, yeah.
dock. But yeah, out along the barrage is good, although if it's windy, perhaps not so much.
Yeah, I'll be nice to do a little bit run. I might do that. I might take my barcode and give it a little.
Don't forget your barcode.
Don't forget the barcode.
Thank you, Marshall.
Thank you, Marshall. No, I might. That could be fun.
So
what can I expect from the Megabus then? What do you think? Is it just, it's just a big bus?
Well, people do, you know.
Yeah.
I think there'll be young people on there, students.
Yeah.
I don't think there'll be that much of a party.
Right.
You have to worry. I mean, I keep thinking you're going to be sleeping on it, but you're just riding it, aren't you? Just
yeah,
going in the daytime.
Yeah, just getting it during the day. Yeah. But I'll probably try and get my head down.
Yeah. Well, I think you'll be fine. Just take a small weapon.
Do you know
just
what?
Just in case, for defence, you know.
Is it... I know it's a little bit... Is it possible to run back there?
Yeah, let's turn back.
Because my...
Well, tell you what, we'll go back so that you can, you know...
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think anyone's worked out what we're talking
yeah.
about. And then we'll carry on and do the slightly inner way back down without
okay.
having to go all the way around the other side of the heath.
Perfect.
That'll work well.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I associate buses with feeling sick, going to sit with the driver because you're feeling sick.
You haven't been on the bus since you were on the school trip.
Yeah, being sick. Do you know?
I should think what you'll find is, at one point, around the time you open up your packed lunch,
yeah.
it'll actually turn out to be a roller coaster.
Yeah.
And your orange juice is just going to splash up into your face. Your chubby friend
yeah.
with a mouthful of cheese sandwich is going to laugh so much.
Yeah,
the chewed-up sandwich would be falling out of his mouth.
And then someone
will
give me a dead arm immediately. And Heidi Bauer will drag me to the back seats for... Anyway, listen, it was all...
Oh, good times.
It was good times and swings and roundabouts.
Well, swings, fine, but the roundabouts, that's where you feel really sick. When I went on a school trip to Kilveroo...
Yeah.
Oxfordshire Education Authority had an Outward Bound centre in South Wales.
Yeah.
Down on the Gower. Just fantastic.
Beautiful around there.
And we went there not that long after I'd moved to the country.
Right.
When I was still trying to make friends and fit in, not realising that I don't fit in all that well. It's not the best way to do it, trying to.
Yes.
Anyway, and of course every school gets a go. And if you know the right people, you get to go in high summer and da-da-da. We went January 87,
yeah.
terrible snow, absolute whiteout. We were actually snowed in Wanamagpie while we were down there, although we didn't quite understand what they meant because we didn't need to go home anyway.
Right.
But our parents were all, will they be able to come back? And then later on they said, we couldn't do all the activities because of the cold weather, but we went up, climbing up cliffs. In nice. Snow, with snow on the cliffs.
Wow.
And
wow.
ice on the sea.
Nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, the reason I mentioned all that, and I was, don't even know why, I didn't fit in. I was very, very silly. But of course, anything goes on a school trip.
Of course.
Anyway,
yeah.
I went down there, sitting right near the front of the bus, chatting to the teachers and the driver, pretending that was because I wanted to.
Yeah.
And on the way back, I was on the back seat.
Nice.
With all the cool kids.
Nice, nice.
I was like their kind of pet comedy idiot, yeah. but I was still welcome. I was welcome amongst
You'd
them.
You'd made it.
It's important.
Promotion.
And all because of my Max Headroom impression. It's not material I can really do anymore.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Yeah, school trips.
Yeah. It's all right on the bus. I mean, it's like a train, only the wheels are, you know, technically it's different to a train.
It's that sort of bus smell, isn't it? It's the smell of a bus.
Yeah.
That I recoil from.
I think that's the smell of your own vomit.
It's an adventure. It's going to be my mega bus Cardiff adventure. That's how I'm looking at it.
Well, you know what you could do? You could become a comedian who does jokes about the mega bus.
Oh, yeah. I'll get 10 minutes on it.
Yeah. You'd be the first. Haven't been to a lot of comedy gigs, you should know that I'm dripping with sarcasm here. It's been heavily featured. Which is funny, because it's that classic thing, if you've got to, they always say as a writer, write what you know. And when you're a young comedian, it basically means writing jokes about services,
yes,
crap journeys, daytime TV.
Yeah.
It's the only way. I remember when I wrote all my stuff about the $6 million man. I loved it. But of course, no one knew what I was talking about.
Yeah, because they've all got jobs.
Yeah, I grew up watching it, and I was watching it again on Sci-Fi, going and talking to all these students.
Yeah.
It's like, we don't know what you're talking about, mate.
Student gigs, eh?
I think that really sums me up, though, because I don't know anyone else who's such a heavy fan of Steve Austin and Jane Austen.
Yeah.
They're my icons.
Straddles them both.
I got a chance to be a fine thing.
Yeah.
What?
I got word on my book anyway the other day, so that's happening.
Oh, you're the
second book.
The road to...
The second book, The Road to Damascus.
The Road to Disarm.
The marathon, the he's not able.
Yeah.
The he's not Abler.
Yeah.
The he's not Abler, Disarm.
Well, let me ask you a real question. Are you likely then to be running that in 2023? Or is it going to happen next year? Is it in the autumn again next year?
No, it's not, no. I'd want it to happen in March next year.
Wow.
So
your training schedule, you've got to be careful, but that's a pretty steep graph you've got to work with.
Yeah. It's
good book-wise.
Yeah, lots of long, slow running and doing all the exercises that means I can keep on running.
And of course it's ultra training, so you can avoid impact all the way.
Yeah, it's just getting used to that homeostasis.
All those French
and all his mates, yeah. It's running slow, isn't it? And then I'll have to do all the technical stuff about wearing a rucksack and all that kind of palaver as well.
I've got one on right now. Do you want to hear about it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to do that.
Yeah. Do you know what? They're great. That's, you know, it's a really simple one, is that the people have done the ergonomics on this.
Yeah.
You know, I've got this Innovate hydration vest.
Yeah.
And it doesn't bang around. It doesn't chafe.
Yeah.
It's got all the pockets you need. I can wear it for all my runs without knowing.
Right.
So you'll be all right.
Oh.
Jesus.
Something just...
Huge thing. And so either that was a squirrel or one of those old people we were talking about is actually up that tree.
After us. Like someone on their heads.
Island in the South Pacific after the Second World War. For me, the war is still on.
To the trees.
What happens?
Puffers on puffers.
That was scary.
So, hi, sorry about that.
Thank you. Really scary.
So, yeah.
Ironic, because that was a nice lady with a dog, and she was terrified because we came out of the wood going...
So, yeah, lots of long, slow runs. Of course, the thing with the old marathon, does Is He Able?
Yeah. Is that the title?
It's the weight of the rucksack.
Yeah,
because you've got to carry all. You've got to carry all your food.
That's right.
So
no, I'm always and literally so I quite often tricky. Run with a rucksack, but I never carry with anything heavy.
Yeah.
I quite often run with a normal rucksack to Sainsbury's through the shopping. It's all completely packed.
Yeah.
It's packed with bags for life.
Right.
So it's like a pretend heavy bag.
But it's just stuff to get used to, isn't it?
Yeah. You've got you can do it.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
You can do it when you're being cute.
I want to do it.
Homeware stores are available.
Yeah. So I want to take it slow, take the training slow, but just running a little bit more every week.
What month is it in?
The long runs. Late March.
Okay, that's...
So I've basically got 5 months.
Yeah.
I have complete faith. It's steep. It's a steep trajectory.
Yeah. I'm grimacing.
But it's... you got to remember as well, some people walk the marathon to Sable.
Yeah, yeah. But you can still break yourself on
an 80-mile
walk.
Yeah, totally, totally.
I don't know how far it is.
I'm going to have to get a lot fitter and just get used to all that time on your feet, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Just trying to extend the long run every Sunday.
All the way to the desert.
Yeah.
Where are you going this morning? Oh, just from down desert back.
Yeah, yeah. Just going to Morocco.
We're off on the road to Morocco. We really do get around.
Of course, Morocco.
We're off on the road to Morocco. Like Webster's Dictionary, we're Morocco bound.
Morocco, who's actually banned UK visitors today. So there's various, there's
deal.
Lots of factors.
Ah, Casablanca.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the best training we could do, if I'm going to help you train, is me and you to watch Bob Hope and Bing Crosby films together.
Yeah. That'll be... Well, I'll have to get those desert outfits down pat, won't I? That'll be part of the costume you need.
Right.
Yeah, it's going to be... there's going to be a lot of fun to be had. And hopefully, if by a huge leap and bound I manage to do it,
yep.
I'll be very fit next summer.
Yeah.
We could do some races.
Positive visualisation.
Yeah,
and
we could do Race to the Stones.
Yeah.
And hopefully some
this
short
is
races
what's
as
crazy.
Well. And some little adventures.
I mean, let's be honest about this. This is what's crazy is I've just done these two marathons pretty close to back-to-back.
Yeah.
And come out thinking, I feel fine. And I'm looking at Race to the Stones, which is a fraction of the marathon to Saab, thinking, I still don't know if I can handle that.
Well, it's
next May, June, no, July.
It's 250Ks, isn't it, Race?
Yeah,
isn't
yeah,
it?
That's right.
Or 100K.
Exactly. And I'm going to do it. My idea is to use the concept of high mileage and marathons closer together to get to the point where, by the time it comes along, a marathon seems even more within my compass. You
yes,
know what I mean?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And the way I'm going to do that is, and I'll take suggestions on this, is, as I said the other day, to get to marathons a bit sooner. And I've got some ideas for marathon support. Do you want to hear it?
Right, go on then.
Well, here's a good one. Do you remember when I went and did the Grim Up North Canal Canter?
Yes.
And I kind of blew out, felt awful. Went about 20 minutes slower than I thought I wanted to. I thought I would be able to. And got Lyme disease.
Yes.
Another one of those in March.
Didn't we have a love? When is it in March?
Late March, 26th,
right.
Maybe.
Well, that's when I'll be disabling, but yeah.
Yeah, so even if I do that and it goes well, it'll be nothing to your desert adventures.
No, but what you've got to be aware of vis-a-vis Race to the Stones is that there's a huge difference between running a marathon at 3:40
yeah.
and running 50K in 6 hours.
Yeah, but I also think that running 50K or running a long way slowly I don't think it's I'm not easier, saying it's just really hard in a different
I'm
way.
I'm not saying it's easier, but it's a different form of stress on your body.
Absolutely. It's not one I think of myself as... You know, I think that the little test with for me here is that sub four first marathon when we recorded the podcast.
Yeah.
That's as close as I've got. That was my steady run.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this is it's taken me... Morning, Magpie. It's taken me 15 years of running to have that many gears. So my natural instinct is very much to still to get there.
Yeah.
And also, I think I have a really good relationship with the marathon distance, but it's still always a question of, well, this one's a bit muddier.
Yeah.
You know, basically running 20, 22 miles and then surviving the rest of it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny, the furthest I... The further I get away from the sub three, the more I respect it. I mean, obviously, I respected it at the time.
Yeah.
But it's hard work, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you know what
I mean? I mean, I think quite
keeping it together in that last 4 miles.
Achievement, the actual training and the distance and da-da-da, is that on that day, in that situation, you had to take this huge achievement, this really massive project, and just pack it right down.
Yeah, yeah.
And treat it like it was totally within your power.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Not
yeah.
something to survive and reach the peak of, but something to almost to throw away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To get past. Bam, done.
And just to sort of focus in on those last 4 miles and just keep it together, you know.
It's just amazing what we can do. I mean, it's the blessing and the curse of getting into running and training, because it's amazing what people can do. You're making me think of Liam McIntyre posting the other day.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
His two marathons. I mean, he's obviously done more than two marathons, but he was juxtaposing, I think it was London, the London Marathon both times, and there was a 5:13.
Yeah.
And then the end of the journey is a 2:32.
Yes, it's madness.
So you just keep aiming higher and going harder.
Yeah.
Until you get somewhere amazing or something pops.
Yeah.
So watch yourself.
No, that's great. No, it is. It's amazing what people are capable of.
Yeah. Well, I was quite excited about doing this canal canter in March. Maybe doing a half in not after Christmas, kind of January sometime.
Yeah, well, I'll do and a half with you.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
And then maybe go up and run the Windermere Marathon in May.
Right.
With Michelle.
Yeah, that'd be good.
And then the Race of the Stones.
Yeah.
Looking that'd a bit crap now, isn't it? I was supposed to go to the desert and run a million miles.
No,
forget it.
I like the Windermere idea.
Yeah.
And we'll be, hopefully, injury permitting.
Yeah.
We'll be able to do some long Sunday stuff together.
That's right.
Because we'll be both aiming for doing some long runs in January, February.
Yeah, and also, coming right back to the Megabus, you know, we are touring again.
Yeah.
We've got to... In fact, this is something we've been wanting to mention for a while. You know that Becoming Forest is out now. Rob Pope's book about recreating Forrest Gump's run in America, which, of course, say recreating, but he's creating it, because before then it was fictional. Just the most amazing
important
thing.
Important to remember that no one actually did that until he did it.
Yeah, and he's a great guy, really. I mean, he's got that balance of being just the most intense distance runner whilst being really kind of jolly and kind of, I just went up, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And his book is out now, strongly recommended. And he was in London very briefly. And he said, first of all, he said, I'll be in London, the book's coming out, let's go for a chat. We met him at the National Running Show last year.
Yes.
And we said, we must run with you. You'd be a great guest. And it was him saying, I'm in London, let's go out on the 16th.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I don't... That's difficult for me because I've got a marathon the next day. You know?
Yes, yeah,
He said, well, no, come to a park run. A park run, okay. He said, because I'm doing... What's he doing? 24 park runs in 24 hours? Or something. I don't even understand what he did. Whatever
stupid.
it was something like, no, we're not coming. It's too hard.
Something lunatic. Yeah. I'm not running.
But we do, would strongly recommend that book, and B, we will be talking to Run Robla Run at some point.
Yeah.
So let me know when you're next on in Liverpool, and I'll come up. We'll do that. Crosby Park, Forest Gump.
Yeah,
that's what I want. That's my dream. And other places. If we went here today, I was thinking about getting on the Megabus myself so we could go for a run in Cardiff. But I was only thinking about
There's no need to now, is there? But we'll liaise with Lake District.
Yeah.
No, that could be great. You're going to Borrowdale.
Yeah, where?
Is that where you're going?
Yeah.
Right. God knows where we're going.
It's going to be a bit like a sitcom if we end up in the same hotel.
Oh, mate.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's where you find out that my persona is completely pretend. Yeah.
Look at them now.
What's with your hair colour, Rob?
Ooh. Do you always wear a hairnet for breakfast?
Should be some good running in the lakes.
Oh,
you'd hope.
Well, maybe we can go for a run. When I was there in the summer, I absolutely cracked early running. It's crazy because I'm so bad at that.
Yeah.
But because I was
and it's so nice,
so
though, isn't
keen
it?
Yeah. to get my hotel breakfast, and so like running without food in me.
Yes.
That I was just getting up at 5:30 and going off we go, and yeah, absolutely loving it, and also running without headphones. Listen to the birds singing.
Yeah.
And again, you know, even as I say it, I'm kind of starting an argument with someone saying, see, you're doing it properly now. And I'm like, no, most of the time that just does not appeal.
Yeah.
But I found a really interesting sort of vein of running there. It was great. Look at that view now. We often see the view across the city. We're coming down the hill off. We're actually by the Parliament Stone. And look at the bandstand. And here he is looking at it. God, it's been beautiful out here today.
It has been very nice, yeah.
So
you're still in just pitter-patter marathon recovery a bit, really, aren't you? Just short,
yeah, just
as you should be for 10 days
kind
of or so.
I'm scared than feeling it, do you know what I mean?
Right.
Just taking it easy.
Yeah, you should do, yeah.
I mean, I'm always aware of the mileage on the week, so it's funny when you do a long run or a marathon, because it just takes you to a ridiculous place.
Yeah.
I'm running short runs very gently, and we're into it. Must be getting on for a 35-mile week now.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Because I had a bit of a head start.
Yeah. I'd love to be able to get into that realm of feeling really fit again and doing.
Yeah.
Miss it. It's been quite a while now, but you know, just so you can do big mileage weeks and just feel that strong, you know, just the strength of it.
Just to pop out and do teens of miles and come back again, go with your day.
Go for a 10-mile in the week and just not feel it.
Yeah.
I don't miss that.
That is the magic of running a bit slower as well.
Yeah.
Even not just not going flat out, just to get there and think, yeah, it's within.
Yeah, just get
it's all about strength. What's within your power, isn't
it? Yes, yeah. Just getting that strength. Yeah. I really want to get that strength again.
You're getting it.
Take my time. I've got an appointment booked with an orthotics person.
Talk to the Megabus driver and see if you can run along, or she.
Yeah.
See if you can run alongside for a little bit on the way down.
Yeah. Yes, the Megabus experiment.
Yeah. We'll meet next week.
I'm never, ever doing that again, Rob. I'm not doing it through the night on the way back.
Who did you have fun with on the bus at school?
Heidi Bauer.
Maybe she'll be there.
Yeah.
Look out for Heidi on the Megabus.
A dream.
She's just been riding up and down the M4 waiting for you.
No, that was great. Really, really good fun.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Me and Heidi.
I'm in this one!
With Paul Tompkins and Rob Deering.